listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back. Happy Tuesday. Sun is shining. We're all ready to rock and roll. Guys, I got some great news to tell you, and I got some not so great news to tell you. You know, I tried my hand at many things in life, and sometimes you just have your own passion for different things that you want to get done. So I tried my hand at, you know, creating some music over the past weekend, and actually it sounded pretty good. And I collaborated with a very talented young man, Baby Hyme from Newark, New Jersey. This kid, I tell you, is phenomenal. Couldn't have done it without him, actually. And he's the first young man I've ever seen go into a recording studio and actually put a song together in less than 5 minutes, guys. And when people heard this song, you know, everyone's asking me, how do I download it? Where is it streaming from? It's not out just yet, guys, but hopefully soon. I just wanted you guys to hear a little bit of it so you can see, you know, the progress that people can make if you put your best foot forward. Let's take a look and see what this is all about. Well, guys, I just wanted to share a little snippet with you. Very, very interesting song. And I mean, you know, I was really into the song because, as you know, I'm Dominican, and just the whole upbeat, you know, party type of situation. And sometimes music brings, you know, people back together as well. And, you know, sometimes you have to, people are trying to get in on the show. We're on, guys, if you don't know. But basically, you know, music can bring people back together. And it depends if, you know, the vibe is there. You know, like back in the good old days, people would play like love songs. And one of the big ones, Marvin Gaye, you know, people actually blamed him for like having children. Sorry, guys. I don't know how to let people know that the show is already on. You know, people like, send me the link. But the reason why Marvin Gaye, you know, he had all these love songs, and basically people were like, I'm getting ready to have a baby, you know. And this is like some of the things that happened back then when, you know, these love songs came out. And even in the 60s, the 70s, these are the things that happened. Guys, I don't know how to tell people that I'm already on. I don't, you know, I'm already on, guys. But these are some of the things that happened back in that time of, you know, situations. So I just wanted to share with you guys that little story, because there is a guy that's coming on the show today. Really heartbreaking situation. you know, and this is unfortunately one of those times where love songs can't bring people back together. And, you know, hopefully I won't get so many calls. Usually I block all calls and mute it during the sessions. You know, we try to keep it that way so callers and people can hear clearly. So hopefully, let's see if the person actually got it. Guys, you know, I just wanted to tell you that this gentleman, I just happened to see this gentleman in a store, and he was just having a bad day. And the main situation with him was, you know, he asked me a question, and it was pertaining to infidelities. And, you know, basically I said, listen, I'm not good at giving that type of advice, because usually you want to make sure you know the full story, because it's always his story, her story, and then somewhere in the middle is the truth. You know, sometimes people don't tell you the full story, but there are some things that I got some questions for this gentleman, you know, because he owns his own place. And I mean, she's a girlfriend. She wants to, you know, be on her own, spread her wings. And these are some of the things that actually happen in relationships. You know, people want to outdo one another because they feel as though, you know, I'm in this position with this guy and he's not bringing it to the table. And it's a common practice. And nowadays, a lot of men are getting upset with women and they're actually committing crimes. Like, there was an incident in Philadelphia not too long ago. Matter of fact, a night or two ago, to be exact, this guy actually shoots a woman in the face five times. You know, they didn't catch the guy, but there was also a gentleman sitting in the car with her that was also injured. And it's said that the gentleman in the car was not a boyfriend. He was a friend. And, you know, these types of domestic situations can really lead into a bad, bad place. So it makes sense to, you know, just do the right thing and be honest when you're in a relationship. And this guy that's coming on the show, I gotta commend him, guys, because I'm telling you, bear with me on this one, because this guy was really, really distraught by some of the things that he shared with me. And I was kind of puzzled on why would a man sit there and, you know, you're taking care of the woman, you're taking care of her child, and you're enduring her abuse. And some guys don't really think of that as abuse because they're kind of immune to being abused, you know, and cheated on. When the tables were turned, like maybe a century ago, where the men were doing all the cheating. And now the tables have turned to the women are like doing all the cheating. They're like, he's not giving me money. You know, I need more money. He's not paying all of my bills. So I need someone to do like a fill-in, you know, like a temp position. Like, come in for now, help me with these bills, and then you can move on to whatever else you're doing. But this is what's causing so much craziness right now in relationships and what's causing havoc in marriages, because marriages sometimes take a turn for the good, the bad, and sometimes the ugly, you know, depending on who's in that particular situation. And it's really, really bad when there's children involved, because sometimes these children become witnesses of domestic violence and they have to live with this trauma throughout their whole lives. You know, what is it when you hear a kid, you know, a little boy or a little girl grow up to say, my dad has always beat my mom, you know, or my mom has always, you know, broke a bottle over my dad's head. And these kids live with this trauma, you know, and sometimes it's not physical abuse, it's the verbal abuse. You know, because I remember times that you know, I was a kid at one time. I remember when my mom would argue with my dad, and I remember them going in the room, closing the door, and that's what it was. You know, you children stay in your room. We're going in this room, and we're going to have a conversation. It wasn't a knockdown, brawl, you know, tear the house up. It's bloodshed everywhere. I mean, these grown adults now are living with this trauma of, this is what I have to go through because I've witnessed it. You know, I know a young lady said to me, I'll never be good for any man. And I'm like, why would you say that? You're beautiful. You have a great personality. She said, because I witnessed all the stuff that my dad did to my mom. And all I could think about in my new relationship is if this guy is going to try to treat me the same way. So she's living with this childhood trauma, one, that she's never got any help for. And two, every relationship that she attempts to get into, it will be broken because she's never healed from her childhood trauma. You know, and this is very bad because these now grown adults, they have tendencies to have children of their own. And what kind of trauma is the cycle going to repeat with your child knowing that you've been traumatized throughout this whole segment of abuse that you've never taken care of? You know, a lot of people nowadays, because medical marijuana is so popular, oh, I'm using medical marijuana because I'm in pain. They're not describing what kind of pain. You know, I met a guy that I know, you know, and he says to me, every woman that he meets is, you know, smoking marijuana. Like it's some new type of candy they're eating, you know? And the reason why, you know, these women, they want to alleviate their pain because they have dealt with so much trauma. And then some men, I'm not going to say all, because, and I'm not going to distinguish different nationalities for this one, for that one. In all nationalities, there's good and there's bad. So we're not just going to be the finger pointers on that. But some men and some women don't know how to talk and communicate to each other. And I get it sometimes, because sometimes you can't keep drilling into a grown person things that they should, could, would have done with their lives. So it becomes redundant for you to keep drilling it into them, thinking that, you know, this is going to make a major change in their life. And you get tired, basically. So, and I hear this from a lot of people, men and women. They'd rather be alone or single than to deal with someone else's trauma. Really, really crazy story, guys. I hope to get this other guy on the show. He met a nice lady, and guess what? She's just a streetwalker. She has no job. She doesn't even have a driver's license. So he said if he wanted to take her on a vacation, she doesn't even have valid ID to go anywhere. But the most she can do is pace up and down, you know, the street and walk around all day. And, you know, this is her way of making money, she says. I don't know what she's doing. And I'm not sure if he even knows, but, you know, her feet must hurt. I would take that, because I can't imagine walking up and down the sidewalk all day, no direction. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just walking around. And guess what? She's not walking where there's curbs. She's walking where there's corners. Guys, the caller should be on right about now. I don't want to get too much into the curbs and the corners again, but this is sometimes how the tables turn for you. If you're not careful with your life and knowing what do you want to do? You know, it's very, very, it's a very challenging thing, you know? So our caller should be calling in momentarily before I jump into another topic. But I feel sorry for this guy that's coming on, and hopefully let's just see before I start saying I feel sorry for him, because I may not be the one to feel sorry. It may be something that he did to make this young lady turn the tables on him. But I do commend him for not becoming violent, because sometimes when they become violent, different things happen when people see that, things could go left in a relationship. And guys, I tell you, I've been seeing lantern flies, run around. So today I had some lantern flies on my front porch, and I was actually scared to go outside when I got in through my garage, because it was like the landscaper did landscaping, and I was just a little petrified. They looked really big. What if you guys got lantern flies where you are? But these lantern flies looked a little bigger than usual. So I'm not sure if they're eating something or somebody. I don't know. But they were looking kind of weird. So I took some Clorox bleach and I sprayed them. And I think I blinded them, because they were like a little dazed when I sprayed them. So guys, think about getting some bleach. Just don't spray it up in the air, because I sprayed in the air and I don't know, I think it got in my hair and my eyes a little bit. But that's what you need to do. But this gentleman that's going to come on the show, he's going to share with us some interesting things about his life. And I guess we'll just wait, guys. If someone has any questions, feel free to send me over a question or two while we wait for this gentleman to appear. Like a magician, Let's wait for him to appear. Okay, Maddie from Wisconsin wants to know, when are you going to, what's that, Maddie? When are you going to have the special guest on to give us an update about King Hill? Well, Maddie, that update will be soon coming. The panel is shortly going to be together. So just know soon, within the next couple of weeks. Okay, next person, Lawrence. Lawrence wants to know, why is it that women who are in relationships with men so disgruntled and pretend to be in love with them and they're really not? I don't know. Everybody's situation is different. So, it's more than just answering that question. But guys, the caller is on. So let's go. Hey caller, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm fine. How's everything with you?
Everything is good. Caller, I'm gonna put you on hold for just a second and I'll be right back, okay? Guys. Totally sorry about that, but that was someone else that wanted to come on the show. Just, we didn't know about it. So that was the wrong caller. I got all excited and just a really crazy situation. But we'll get back to that caller, because that caller has something to say, guys, about, the relationship that they were in, and it's some juicy stuff. So the caller, our caller, should be calling in momentarily. So, oh wow, that was really crazy. But it was good though, because listen, when we open up the lines, and to the producers, I put no in big letters on the chat that was not the caller. So sorry for the big no, but my caps button was on when I sent that message. So no pun intended. But yeah, guys, this guy has a story to tell. I mean, and people want to come on. People got like juicy things to say about their relationships. And they also have things to say because the other caller is on. Hey, caller, how are you?
Yeah. Hello?
How are you, caller? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, listen, I have a lot of people listening to this call today. And I got some questions from our previous conversation. And I gave them, you know, a brief synopsis on, you know, what's going on with you. And basically, I just want them to know that it's not always the men that are the bad guys. You know, there's guys like yourself that's a really good guy. So share with me a little bit about you being a good guy and now the tables being turned on you.
Well, I work two jobs. I do security. Well, I have three jobs. I do security at one place. Then I do security for rappers and singers and stuff like that. Then I'm head of housing maintenance authority. And, you know, women, but a young lady I was working with, you know, she didn't want for anything. You know, I took care of her, you know, I took care of her daughter like she was my own. And come to find out, she was creeping around with her ex. Hello?
Wow, so you know this for a fact?
I know for a fact now. Since I talked to you last, I found out a couple of days after that.
So is this the child's father she's creeping around with?
Huh?
Is this the child's father again? She's creeping around with?
Well, I went by a house to pick up her daughter because I always pick up her daughter on the weekend and I keep her for the weekend, you know, just like she's my own child. And when I went by there, she was sitting in the car kissing on a dude with the baby in the back seat.
And did you confront the guy to say, you know?
No. That's one thing I don't do. I don't approach a man about a woman. I have never did it, and I will never approach another dude about a chick because a woman is going to do what a woman is going to do. That's the way I feel, you know, and that's the way I've always felt. But if you have somebody in your life that's going to take care of you and your child, you know, and you still stand in your father's house and you got a 10, 12 o'clock curfew, you know, how do you, you know, work that out with somebody that you're dealing with? You know,
well,
I'm a type of person like,
because,
huh?
Well, let me ask you this. You got your own place, right?
Yes, I have a townhouse. I live in Edison, you know, upstairs, downstairs, basement. I have two cars, you know, I don't want for anything.
So what was the problem with her coming to live with you? Like if you guys are together?
No. It wasn't no problem. She had her own key. You know, I even bought her a car so she could commute from Newark to Edison.
Did I lose my caller? I think my caller's call dropped. Well, guys, I think he'll probably call back. That is so crazy. Well, I say that it's crazy because, you know, the guy, I mean, when I talked to him, you know, and heard the story, and I said, you know, maybe you need to come on and talk about it. You know, let's give him a chance to call back in, guys. I know you guys want to know, like, some things, and so do I. So let's see how soon he can call back. But yeah, you know, guy has his own place. I'm your girlfriend. I got keys. I don't want to live with you, by the way. So I want to live alone. I don't know how that adds up, because nowadays, with the rent being so high, unless he was dating her and she wasn't dating him, you know, those type of things happen as well. You know, people mistake, you know, relationships today for something else. But we really like, I'm getting tons of texts myself, guys. People want to know, you know, like, why did he even go to the extent of finding out? Why did he even care? Was he in a relationship with this young lady? You know, because this thing could have taken a turn for, as you know, today, and he's saying Newark. We all, listen, people that don't even know about Newark, no, if you're not from there, don't go there, because that's not a safe place. So people got to know what they're getting themselves into, basically, when they have situations such as those. You know, I mean, I feel bad for the guy, because when I met him, and as he said, since I met him, it's like really not good. You know, he's found out some more juice. Guys, I think I might take a commercial break. I'm going to try to get in touch with him. If my producers will let us take a commercial break for a minute or two, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because G-Buys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself. In all, so we pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damage. Repairs. We will buy your home fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors. No home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is, no repairs. 100% fair offer guaranteed. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, G Buys Philly.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need, with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Hey guys, so the caller said that he would be calling in, and he's on. Caller, are you there? Caller? Did I lose the caller again? Seems like I lost the caller again, guys. I'm not sure what happened. Hopefully he'll call back. Oh boy, what a mess. Well, there's two callers on. Let's see who is the caller. Maybe okay, he's on. Hi, caller. Caller, are you there? Seems like I tell you guys what's going on is people are trying to call in on the show while the show is on. And it's too confusing for the producers to just let anyone on, because I have it where the show is actually blocked to only people that will be coming on the show to give us their story. So it's it's a little challenging because a lot of people are trying to call in. And when we open up the lines, this is what happens, unfortunately. We don't know which caller is who because, you know, the producers just don't know. It's too many people to try to figure it out with all the phone lines. Once they open up the phone lines, everything's ringing. It's a switchboard. It's going crazy. So we don't know. But, you know, if the caller could hear me, just know that we're here for you, you know, as a whole. Because the guy was really broken into pieces, guys, when I met with him for the first time, because I don't know him. And he was really broken. And I saw that look on his face. And it just prompted me to ask the question, like, are you okay? Like, someone took your front, you know, took your smile and made it into a frown. That was my exact word to him. And it was a little awkward because, you know, you can tell when, well, let me speak for myself. I can tell when there's something wrong with someone, and I take it it's because of my training and throughout my years of being on the job and my career, knowing when people are basically lying, when they're telling the truth, when they're hiding something. And I'm good at figuring it out, but someone pulled the wool over my eyes with the King Hill story, by the way. But we'll talk about that on another day. But it's, you know, you're trained to observe body movement and certain signals, you know, because people will be in relationships and they'll say, you know, what's wrong? And, you know, it's a little weird, you know, because guys will say nothing, you know, nothing's wrong. I'm fine. So you gotta be mindful of people's body language, you know, and they tell you this when you're walking in the street. They tell you this when you're riding the trains. As a matter of fact, when you're driving in the car, you know, you could basically see a person's body language in their car because people have a tendency to fiddle around. You know, they're looking for stuff. They're picking their nose. You know, they're playing with the steering wheel. Who knows what they're doing? But, you know, you can tell a lot by body language. And sometimes when you give off the wrong body language to someone who could possibly be suffering from mental illness or some type of trauma, you can show them some type of body language that will make them become an aggressor. You know, it's like if you're having, well, sometimes people argue by themselves because you can sit there and be a mute and not say a word. And that person will be so furious because they want some type of reaction from you. You know, so you got to pay attention to the warning signs of relationships because relationships are really tough to be in nowadays, especially with what's going on. Since we lost our caller, guys, I'm going to open up my text chat for anybody that has some questions, which there are some questions. Kashi wants to know, is there any genuine single men out here in the world today? And I can't even answer that question because, you know, guys, you meet the representative initially, you know, and you don't know if the representative is who they say that they are. So you got to get to find out, more like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. So you want to know, you know, more about the person. You want to get to learn the person a little bit. Wendy wants to know, what do I think about dating websites? Well, Wendy, I think dating websites are very dangerous today because sometimes for men, it could be a woman's picture and it's really not a woman. It could be, you know, a guy that's behind the screen trying to solicit or scam or do something. So no, I don't think that dating websites are good. You know, do it the old fashioned way. Go out, you know, go out to the bars, meet people, you know, go to the parks, you know, the gym. The gym is the number one place, guys, by the way, if you're looking to meet somebody, because you always have small talk. You know, let's talk about the treadmill. Let's talk about, you know, whatever. You always have a conversation at the gym. Latifa wants to know, what do I think about guys that are married and use social media as a misleading tool to build their ego? Well, I gotta tell you guys, a lot of men, I don't know if they suffer from self-esteem issues, but a lot of guys suffer from self-esteem issues. You know, some guys have breasts, some guys have big bellies, some guys, you know, the big thing is some guys are receding and they don't have hair. So that's a big, big self-esteem problem for a lot of men today. You know, they don't want to know that they're losing their hair. You know, that's the first sign of I'm getting old. Or a guy will say, well, I'll have some salt and pepper. Actually, guys, women are attracted to that older looking, responsible, you know, gentleman with that salt and pepper hair. So there's nothing wrong with a little salt and pepper, because guys are now, you know, with these black outlines, this, you know, just for men, this hair dye stuff, and they want to be really cool, you know? And I can tell you, I would prefer a guy that has a little salt and pepper, because that, it kind of builds my ego to, and my husband has a little salt and pepper, so it builds my ego up. I'm with a grown man. I'm not running around here with a whippersnapper, you know, like a kid, like a little boy. So I just wanted you guys to know that that would be my answer. Ah, Louise wants to know. Oh, okay. Louise wants to know, if you were to catch your man cheating, and this is a general question, not my man, ladies, because and gentlemen, because I don't have those issues, but she wants to know, if you catch your man cheating, do you think it's appropriate to blame the woman and still go home with the man? Well, I can only tell you that I don't agree with, you know, that's a tough one, guys, because some women are like ride to die for their man. So regardless of whatever he does, and then some women, they give guys passes to go out and do stupid things. And then, you know, when they get caught, now it's not okay anymore. So it's kind of like they're being biased a little bit. And remember, guys, we're not biased. Okay, Chandra wants to know, what about the women that have unprotected sex with the married men? Should the wife be offended by that? Well, you know, I just recently, and I don't mean to talk about this, guys, but I recently read a study on monkeypox. And it's no, I mean, that's the name they gave it. They're changing the name to make it not racist. But monkeypox is, according to what I read, is, you know, contracted through sexual activities. So I would really be worried about, you know, you're married and you're running around here, you know, like Scooby-Doo and Baby Scrappy. That's kind of dangerous, guys. So I don't know that I would stay away from that, because it happens a lot. Melissa's is sending me texts. She's saying she doesn't think that that would be offensive to a lot of people. So just let them ride it out. I agree, Melissa. Let them ride it out. You know, clinics are everywhere nowadays. Those 24-hour walk-ins, you know, you have to have good insurance to get in those places. If not, you'll be in the emergency room all night long. So just keep that in mind. Nikita wants to know, okay, I don't want to be a relationship therapist, guys, but these are really good questions. Nikita wants to know, should she let her adult friend know that she's going to call his wife and rat him out? Well, sometimes when you do stuff like that, you bark up the wrong tree and you could cause problems for yourself in the interim, because you just don't know what that woman might be thinking. That relationship may be okay for her, you know, with that going on. So you don't want to cross waters you don't know about. Andre wants to know, why is it that women always have something bad to say about men? Shouldn't they look at their own shoes? I don't know what shoes has to do with it. I guess footsteps, like walking in your own footsteps. I would take it like that. But Andre, you know, sometimes women are fed up and they meet one guy and then that guy has some stuff to say. And then, you know, putting her down, of course. And women, they have a tendency to lash out. Big Louie wants to know, why do women only show headshots and then when you meet them in person, they're triple the size? Because some women, and listen, guys, sometimes you can go on social media or, you know, these other sites out here, and women have headshots that are, and they have very beautiful faces. It's just the rest of them. I can't change it. See, everybody that he is happily married, time to get where he's at today due to his infidelities in his other past 7 marriages. Sure. Oh, there's a guy, Mel. I know this guy personally, guys, by the way. Mel wants to know, why get married? His name is Mel's son. So we'll back that topic on another day. All Texas. So we can, you know, get to our next segment of the show. Marry a man that has a big. I can't, Abby, because I don't know what it has to do with, you know, marriage. You are buying the shoes for that person. That's what I would have to say about that. Chad has a comment here. He wants to know, why do all the broke women want you to pay all of their bills? Well, Chad, sometimes women have high standards. You know, sometimes they want to drink champagne, but it's Kool-Aid. You can't blame them for having a high standard. So, you know, that's just what it is. His name is Chad. He wanted me to put his name out there. He says, because I have nothing to hide. I needed that question to be out there. Bill sent a message and Bill, we're not going to do this. Not on this platform. Bill wants to know about political issues. Bill, we're not doing that here because people are going to have a difference in opinion with that whole situation. Okay, there is Marcellus wants to know, I come on the show and air out my ex's dirty laundry. Now, that's interesting. Well, it's not about airing out people's dirty laundry. It's about confirming the truth in your relationship. And if you'd like to come on the show to tell us some things about you know, your relationship.
In half a mile, guess what? Use the right lane to exit right.
Hello?
And keep right.
Caller is back off.
Hello?
Okay. Producers, we're not going to take any more calls because we're winding down the time. So I'm just going to go through the rest of the texts here. But Marcellus, I can't help you on that one. Call into the producers and we'll set something up. Dina wants people to know that her name is Dina Porter. And she wants people to know that she's in a successful relationship finally after getting a divorce and finding out that her significant other had cheated on her with her own mother. Bina, you know, thank goodness you have a tight-knit family, and I hope that you could work things out with your mother, because that's kind of wrong on so many levels of, you know, relationships. And guys, you know, there's a lot of texts that, since I opened the platform up, that I've come across. I'll do one more, and then we will move on. James wants to come on the show. He's tired of being in bad relationships, and he wants other opinions from other women on how to move on from toxic situations. James, we'd love to have you on the show if you want to contact me and let me know, you know, when you'd like to come on. We'll be more than happy to have you. Guys, I'd like to say we've had so many texts once we opened up the platform, and there's so many more. And guys, don't be offended if I didn't get to you today. We'll set up another day to go through your questions. I really enjoy having you all come on the show. And guys, listen, I'm doing this new venture with music. Music heals the soul. And if there's anything left in you, you know, listen to some good music. As someone told me, drink a glass of wine, you know, put your feet up and just enjoy, you know, what life has to offer, because it's not much that you're going to be able to do in this century. So, you know, enjoy the time that you have with whoever you have it with. Enjoy that special moment. Take the time out to say thank you. A lot of people forget the word thank you, but take the time out to say thank you. And even if things don't work out, you know, the sun is always shining. You know, it takes a turn. It's dim on one side of the earth and it's shining somewhere else. Just know the sun is not always hidden. Guys, I tell you, not a lot of people are on today. We have 8.5 million listeners on today. And to the East Coast, to the West Coast, I'd like to give my special shout out to LA Talk Radio. I love you guys to death. Thank you for having me on every Tuesday. Next week, we'll have some juicy, juicy, juicy stuff to talk about. Can't wait to see you guys next week. Same bad place, same bad time. Tommy Torres signing off. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.